State wildlife officials see red drum, or red fish, as a huge success, recovering from near collapse in the 1980s to largely plentiful fisheries today. But anglers in some areas are concerned with an apparent drop-off. For instance, Jim Brown, former head of law enforcement with the Fish and Wildlife Commission, sees declines in Apalachicola Bay.
About 6 or 7 years ago, I began seeing a significant decrease in the redfish population. Before that, you'd see schools of hundreds of redfish on the flats and the shallow areas in the spring and the fall. That dropped from hundreds to dozens to now just about non-existent.
He points to drought conditions potentially interfering with reproduction. The commission has lined up a vote in September to permanently restrict the red drum catch in the Northwest region to one per person per day. The members put that limit in place earlier this year on a temporary basis. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.